14 in front of 6 o'clock. 3 above is our temperature. 0 at the airport in Eau Claire. And so when we talk to you in the morning, are you in your pajamas or are we Jason Kanz? Are you all dressed up or is that too personal?
No, usually it depends on the morning, whether I've showered or not. So this morning I got up earlier and showered, so I'm dressed and ready for work this morning. But especially on days I'm off, I am still in my pajamas usually while we're visiting.
So. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so there you never know what I'm going to ask you. You know, it is interesting. Right. One side note, it was Christmas Eve was also Eggnog Day, and so Dawson was co-hosting with me, and we polled people on. And by and large, I think more people said they liked eggnog than didn't. But I saw you were one of the people who weighed in positively. And with our disagreement on raisins and pineapple on pizza, with I like, you don't like, and if we finally found a questionable food item we agreed on.
Well, that's good. Yeah, eating low carb, I don't really get to do eggnog a whole lot, not to do eggnog a whole lot. But yeah, I love it. I would have happily just drank it right out of the pitcher.
So and it's been missing here in the Christmas season. I have not had any yet. So anyhow, it's just a little sample, a little taste. It says, hey, it's been Christmas, you know. So,
All right.
We want to talk about your top 10 book list because we're working through that. And you posted that at jasonkanz.com. We're up to book 8. And again, here's the deal, people. I was thinking about why we have you on. I've had you on for... you used to do book reviews, and then we did the Crab Conversations, a bunch of those on Front Page, and that was a ton of fun. And now you're almost a year with me. And here's the deal. Jason's a fascinating person, and I like to ask questions. And so we like each other. We agree on a lot of things, not everything. But I liked it recently where you even said to me, I think either conversationally or prayerfully, you thanked God for even the way we disagreed. That was beautiful.
Yeah. I think you and I agree on many things. And I love that. But there are also areas where you and I have butted heads a little bit. And yet I feel like our friendship has been stronger through that. And that's a treasure, honestly.
So. Yeah, I appreciate you too. All right, book 8 in your list here. Something's Not Right, Decoding the Hidden Tactics of Abuse and Freeing Yourself from Its Power. So this seems pretty weighty, pretty heady. So what's the deal on this book by Wade Mullen?
Yeah, so Wade Mullen was a pastor and got kind of stuck in a power structure church and has done a lot of consulting and research over the years.
What do you mean by a power structure church?
Well, where particularly where the pastors have a lot of control over the people in the congregation and really can be really manipulative.
Okay.
And so he has done a lot of consulting with churches over that. He's an incredibly humble writer, writes from, again, many years of experience. There were so many good books that came out about the topic of spiritual abuse this year.
Yeah.
And this one, in my opinion, was at the top of the list. It was just so good. I think it's accessible. I think people who are like, you know, something, you know, even his title, Something's Not Right. So if you're in a system, church or otherwise, where you're like, something just doesn't feel right, this might be a really good place to start. Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. There isn't. I wonder if we get into the other one here, because to just say the name Dan Rather is to evoke people like, what? A book by Dan Rather, this former CBS News anchor, is in your top 10. It's a book called What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism. You read this late in the year. It made your top 10 list.
Yeah, so Dan Rather is 89, I think, at this point. And, you know, certainly a controversial figure when he was doing the CBS Evening News. Self-identifies as a liberal, for sure. And yet in this book, he's kind of reflecting back on his life and on his career and talking about those things that have truly made America great, right? So what does patriotism look like? How do we, you know, serve one another in hard times? He had a really good section on the press, why freedom of the press is really important, which I guess that makes sense given that he was a news anchor at CBS. And so it's just really good. Hey, how do we come together again as Americans? And I'm actually listening to a different book right now called Divided We Fall by, give me a second, David French, who's a conservative.
Yeah.
And you know, kind of similar themes. And,
okay.
And so I think it's just been a hard year, in terms of it.
Let's start there tomorrow in terms of what the commonality between Rather's book and French about how we do unite, and then we'll continue on with book six, which is 11/22/63. Of course, the day Kennedy was shot, and by Stephen King. So thank you, Jason.
You
love you, brother. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You think about the planets. I mean, we were looking at the sky, right, with the Christmas star, and that had to do with the planets, right, last week? What, Jupiter and Saturn? Was that
I believe
it was
Jupiter and Saturn aligning, too, and it was a little cloud covered here to see as much as we'd like, but I saw some pictures on social.
Mars gets a lot of attention, people wanting to travel there, live there. The Matt Damon movie, well, Neptune wants a little attention.
All right.
Neptune's mysterious dark spot reverses course. A dark storm on Neptune is puzzling astronomers after it abruptly changed pace and started traveling in a new direction.
Huh.
Researchers say the 4,600-mile-long storm was first discovered in the planet's northern hemisphere a couple years ago, and less than a year later, it was seen moving south. However, the vortex now appears to be moving north, and scientists say this has never been seen before.
I mean, we have our polar vortices or what have you for really cold weather, but we don't have, what'd you say, a 4,600-mile
storm? I know it.
Storm?
Yes.
We don't have that, so
no,
that's
crazy.
Be grateful.
These storms usually live for a few years before vanishing, but astronomers say this is a new type of unpredictable atmospheric behavior.
Don't know that I want to live there. I think I'm good here. I'm all right.
A lot of frustration out of last week with people who, by and large, weren't because of cloud cover. But did you see any pictures of the whole Bethlehem star, the whole Christmas star thing?
I saw a couple, and I think basically they were from folks saying, yeah, I wish I'd brought my good camera, not just my phone. But there were a few from some friends, I think, in Texas.
Chuck DeGroat in Michigan, he had one on Facebook, and it was just so incredibly bright and shining, and it was kind of incredible to see. So if you are able to go back and find any from that, of course, we again, because of the cloud cover, we were mostly blocked. But
yeah, but the nice thing, at least about social media, when we use it correctly, is being connected with people literally all over the world, and so... Yeah, hopefully someone out there got
there
some pictures that you can share.
Well, we're wrapping up a very difficult and challenging year. And I don't know, I've been wrestling even on air, Caleb. I mean, at different times I call it this COVID 2020. And it's just because that it feels like that word has kind of tattooed itself on the year. But there are a lot of other trends that have arisen even as a result of dealing with the pandemic.
Yeah, and we have a list of 20 trends that gained traction 2020. Not going to go through all of these right now, but some that I have heard of, some that I've participated in, some that I just wondered, huh?
I know. So, we'll start here and maybe continue at a later time here as the year winds down. Among Us, group game Among Us, took the social world by storm. Launched 2 years prior, Among Us trended on YouTube and garnered 4 billion views on videos related to the game.
Now, Elijah and Will, my younger brothers, I think could answer me here. I think they play this and play it quite a bit, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And again, I've heard some kids in the youth group talking about this. I am not familiar and I've never seen it, but
I too am clueless, my friend.
And it's one of those things on social when it's like, I don't understand this. I want to know what it is.
I know.
I don't want to play. I just want to understand. Online tours, 20 trends that gained traction in 2020, have seen this quite a bit. So 19 different museums worldwide offered free online tours, including the Louvre, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the National Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City. Heard about that. I think maybe we looked at one or two, but if they're still available, would like to see more. I think that's really cool.
I imagine they still are. Hey, how about Animal Crossing's New Horizons? Nintendo officially launched this on March 20th of this year, and the video game quickly became a favorite with record-setting sales of 5 million digital copies in 1 month.
What do you do? Is it like Frogger? The hashtag C10Do10 challenge. Has anyone heard of this? This is one that I did not see anywhere, but maybe it's because I'm not on the right social media platforms. This is primarily on Instagram and TikTok, a lot on TikTok. This trend urged people to stay fit by performing 10 physical exercises and then tagging friends to do the same, which is cool. The hashtag C10Do10 challenge.
Huh. That sounds, I hadn't heard about it, but I could stand to use that. The word for 2021, weight loss. Yeah, two words. Puzzles. The word puzzles reached a global search volume of 586,000 searches, with the U.S. leading 32% of the traffic. People wanted to do puzzles as they were confined to their homes.
I don't know if I did any puzzles this year. Tiger King, yeah, I heard about that. Never watched it, didn't mm-hmm. really care to, but that was a huge trend on Netflix. I don't know how long it was the number one trend, but yeah, Joe Exotic and just some very, very odd television that people watched.
A handful of trends that were highlighted here in 2020. So, top 20 trends of 2020, and at least 20 of them. I don't know if they're the very top ones, but we're picking up with where we left off a half hour ago. How about adopting or fostering a pet? This year was a good year for animals in need of a home. Overall, in just the months of March and April, the U.S. saw a 47% decrease in dogs entering shelters and a 55% decrease of cats entering shelters, along with a 21% rise in pet fostering compared to last year.
That's great. We adopted Arlo and, didn't necessarily want to take on another pet this year, but I think that's a great trend. This is one that I have not heard of it. I would love it if someone would weigh in at 715-396-1670. Text us on the WIB listener line. Dalgona Coffee. Have you heard of this? It says, with people staying at home as much as possible, many learned how to make their own luxury coffee, a whipped coffee blend called Dalgona. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Hawaiians search for this recipe the most in April. And so this is one of the top 20 trends of the year, according to this site. I have not heard of this, not even a whiff of it.
Me either. But speaking of a whiff, I'd love a whiff of some freshly baked bread. And that was one of the trends this year. Baking, showing binging finally paid off. April saw an uptick in baking bread. And a lot of this, Caleb, had to do with the early days when we were really sheltering at home, right? April saw an uptick in baking bread at home, which caused yeast producer Red Star to issue a written apology for the lack of yeast availability due to unprecedented sales. Let me just turn
poor
this.
Red Star.
Another area, toilet paper sales. My wife got a large multi-pack the other day. She said this is the first time since March she'd seen one this size available in the stores again.
You know what was hilarious? When I was at Walmart 2 days before Christmas, it was shoulder to shoulder packed. Could not turn down an aisle without nearly running someone over. I mean, just as packed as I've ever seen it in recent memory. But the toilet paper aisle was actually empty, and I was like, how strange is this? Like, this was the aisle that before, right, like, everyone was rushing to. But before Christmas, apparently we were good. That wasn't stocking stuffers. Let's see. TikTok dance. Again, top 20 trends of 2020. Once this popular trend hit the TikTok universe, it was here to stay. TikTok dancing was the only fad that remained relevant throughout the year. I have no idea what that is. I mean, I know about TikTok, but I don't know what the TikTok dance is.
So my 33-year-old co-host and yours truly 56, and we're both being educated on these trends. The pillow challenge, my last one this go-around. The pillow challenge took over the month of April. Again, how much of this is March and April? Took over April with TikTok users putting themselves in pillow dresses. Uploaded videos reached 751 million views on TikTok and almost 300,000 on Instagram.
I'm just imagining, like, you know, all these cute little teen guys and girls, like, dressing up like the Michelin Man. It's just like, we've got nothing better to do,
right,
so we're just going to...
Where the youth are at these days,
all right?
Right?
Well, I don't know. Should we finish off hour with top 20 trends of 2020?
Yes. All right, 20 top trends from 2020. We've covered a number, and we've got a number to go here, Caleb. So I guess the next one up is Strawberries with Salt Challenge. The Strawberry Challenge amassed 4.3 million views on TikTok, where users would film themselves extracting tiny bugs from strawberries using salt water. A lot of this has had to do with TikTok.
It's TikTok, which again, I think both of us have admitted that aware of it, but don't actually use it because we're old.
Folks younger than us.
Tie-dyeing. Tie-dyeing made an unexpected comeback this year. I like tie-dye. With people searching how to make this colorful clothing, resulting in the craft store Michaels seeing an upswing in traffic for tie-dye kits.
They were double thumbs up on that. How about the Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout? August was the official release time for the PlayStation Plus game Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, with a record-selling 7 million units sold on Steam, making it the most popular downloaded Plus game of all time.
Huh. No clue. I'm just not a gamer.
I need to just email this to my kids and get reactions.
Yeah, just like how many of the, because they probably know all of them. These are top trends in 2020. Laundry stripping is called. Initially started earlier in the year, the cleaning hack hashtag laundry stripping peaked in September. Again, in TikTok, 37 million TikTok views. The challenge included people soaking their laundry for heavier removal of dirt buildup and then washing. These are some of the oddest things, but I think honestly the mothers in the audience would be all for hashtags that promote more household chores being shared amongst the family.
Absolutely. So that is a challenge. That could be a whole Focus on the Family show. We know about early voting. Voters turned out in droves to cast their ballots. Still controversial about the ways that was allowed. PS5 with the release of the highly coveted PlayStation 5 gaming console. Google searches for PS5 soared to a search volume of 4.6 million, peaking on its release date November 12th.
So, again, some of the top trends of 2020 for you. How many of these could you relate to? We were sort of a mixed bag. Some of them we heard of, not a ton participated in, I guess. We're busy. We're busy crafting great music with lyrics you can trust. Cliff and Danielle Young, Cademan's Call This World. I remember learning that one on guitar. And yeah, not that I can play it real well, but takes me back. And I love it too. Again, this world has nothing for me, and this world has everything. And what a great song as we end this year to have was we maybe have had our fingers, our white-knuckled grip pride a little bit loose from the things we held so tightly to materially and realize that, you know what I need is Jesus. And that's one thing to say. It's another thing when you start losing everything but him. And This World by Cademan's Call, maybe a fitting. It's not a throwback Thursday or way back Wednesday or flashback Friday, but I think it was worth playing here today.
If there was one group that I wish would have had a longer run, Cademan's Call is probably near the top of the list.
I remember on 20 of the Countdown magazine when John Rivers was hosting it. Now it's William Ryan III doing a great job. But John Rivers talked about Cademan's Call, and they made, I don't know if they made a video if it was as big back then, but they grabbed 100 acoustic guitars all to play together in one big church auditorium. And it was one of Cliff's dreams to have 100 acoustic guitars all playing together for one big worship concert. And I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah. I believe, memory serves, there was a thing called Godstock. It was in Waukesha for 2 years, and they were actually there. So I remember Michael Smith and Nicole C. Mullen at that point was just a dancer in a song that he did. Later did Redeemer and so much other great work. But yeah, so
I'm just going to start getting wistful remembering Cademan's Call on the 40 Acres album and Derek Webb. And then Derek Webb did some great solo work as well, too. So I love Christian music. This is awesome. We have not one, but two birthdays.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday. So
it's your birthday.
Chris Solberg is my boss at my other job, One Source Imaging, downtown Eau Claire, and it has been an honor and privilege to work alongside him the last 2.5 years since we got back from Liberia. Thanks so much for taking a chance on me, Chris, and great to work. Wonderful guy, brother in the Lord, committed family man, married to his wife, Janelle. Tomorrow, in fact, they're celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow,
how about that?
Busy week.
And 5 wonderful kids, so happy birthday, Chris. Have a great one.
Well, my brother, not only in the Lord, but my actual brother, my little brother Josh, turns 31 today, serving the Lord at Spirit 92.9 over in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So he's on the air right now, but a very happy birthday, Josh. Very proud of you and all the things that you do creatively and just bring a lot of fun to life into social media. Some of the most positive and fun things on Facebook that I see are content that my little brother creates. So very proud
very
of him.
Very creative
and,
guy.
Yeah, all the talent that the Lord has blessed him with, he uses it for the King's glory. So love you and happy birthday. Happy 31st to John.